a Lutheran Hour Ministries convention. And I got a call in the evening from my son saying that my daughter-in-law, his wife, was in the hospital and we may be close to a new grandchild. And I said, please, whatever time of the day or night, give me a call. I want to know. And it was about 2:30 in the morning. And the phone rang. And I said, how beautiful upon the nightstand is the cell phone bringing the good news of a new grandchild. Or something like that. But you've had that experience too, and you could say, if you're waiting in the waiting room, a surgery waiting room, how beautiful coming through the doors of the waiting room are the scrubs of the doctor bringing good news of a successful surgery. Or, and many of you are too young to have teenagers, just a quick show of hands. How many of you have spent at least part of your life as a teenager? Well, you know what it's like. Parents worry about their children and may be inclined to say, how beautiful upon the ceramic tile in the kitchen is the sound of the footsteps of a teenager returning safely home after a long night with friends. I mean, we express our appreciation for good news in a variety of ways. Isaiah mentions specifically good news. And we could say that a grandchild, a successful surgery, a teenager safely at home, that those things are good news. And we can praise the Lord for those. But Isaiah is talking about the ultimate good news. He's talking about the return of the children of Israel from captivity in Babylon. And he emphasizes the fact, forgotten by the people, that your God reigns. I mean, they were depressed. They were beginning to wonder if God really cared about their condition. And Isaiah says, wait a minute. Your God indeed reigns. But more than Isaiah's words to his people was a glimpse into what was to come, the good news of the coming Messiah. And what good news that is. The same good news that John the Baptist proclaimed. And we might say, how beautiful in the wilderness is this strange locust-eating man who brings good news. Because it wasn't John the Baptist, even though Jesus called him the greatest man ever born of woman, it wasn't John. It was his message, pointing to the Messiah, the coming Messiah. We tend at times to glamorize the preacher, the messenger. Even the Apostle Paul in Romans, and he's picking up on the words of Isaiah, says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. We slip into that at the seminary too. I mean, we brag about you, the students. We brag about the distinguished faculty. We put your face on posters. We ask you to write to donors. You are really important people. But if you somehow believe that you are the most beautiful part of the picture, then the seminary has done a horrible job. As important as you are, the most beautiful part of the picture is the message. So it's not President Meyer, even though we promote his public appearances, and it's not the faculty whose speaking engagements we talk about, and it's not the students. We are just the mechanisms, the vehicles for delivering the message. And the messenger must always be subservient to the message. So it's not John the Baptist, it's not the preacher in the pulpit, it's not the professor in the classroom, as important as those are. It's the message. And that's what Isaiah was talking about. The messenger in his time who traversed the hills and the plains to bring the message of good news. My guess is his feet were not all that beautiful. And I'm not sure yours are either. But we have a wonderful task. A wonderful task to take the message. And what's the message? The message is a message of salvation, God's grace. It's a message of reconciliation, a message of forgiveness. It's a message of a God who sent a member of the family, his very own son, to earth to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. How beautiful. And in a humble sort of way, you are too. Messengers are very important. And it's my prayer that people will always say, thank God for a pastor who brings the good news of God's love in Jesus Christ to us. How beautiful is the deaconess who brings the message of hope and comfort and the love of God in Jesus Christ. How beautiful is the professor in the classroom who helps us understand better God's will for us and our lives and his revelation in Holy Scripture. How beautiful are the students who have dedicated their lives to become the best possible messengers they can be. How fortunate we are. And how beautiful, in a sense. Because it's the message you carry that turns lives around, that makes them whole, that gives them hope, and the assurance of life everlasting. It's a great opportunity that you have. It's a powerful message that you have. And you might be inclined to say simply, how beautiful. God grant that for Jesus' sake. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.